Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Steve Forbes back on the show. And we'll celebrate Steve's 15th anniversary later this year as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the chairman and the editor-in-chief of Forbes Media. You know him, you love him. He's the author of a number of books, including Money. Also, The Flat Tax Revolution, still one of my favorite from a few years ago. The Freedom Manifesto, How Capitalism Will Save Us, Reviving America. I think that may be the new one. He's our good friend, Steve Forbes. Welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you, Jim. Thank you.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Which is the new one? I've got so many of your books here. Reviving America?
It's Reviving America, yes.
That's the brand new one. I was right about that, so that's good. Okay, Steve, I got to clear something up because I know people are listening right now have seen you on television, and I've seen you on television recently with your arm in a sling, but I've never have seen you if you've been explaining what happened. Some people are going to want to know what's wrong with your shoulder. What did you do?
Well, I'd like to say I was skydiving off of Mount Everest or preventing bank robberies, but it was something crazy. It was in New York City, stepped off the curb, hit something slippery, and down I went and broke it in two places, the shoulder.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So you're still waiting to know what you're going to do with it, but anyway, I knew folks would be interested, would be wanting to know how you're doing. It hurts, doesn't it? I've done that before.
Oh, it does, and So we'll know in a day or two whether surgery is necessary or whether they'll let nature take its course.
Well, everybody here in our organization, in our audience, is sending you our best wishes for that and the best of luck for speedy recovery.
You.
So, okay, Mr. Trump, President Trump, has had an interesting 2 weeks, first 2 weeks of his election. He's had some successes. He's had some failures. The failures, some are self-imposed, and some have been imposed by people who just don't want him to succeed. What do you think?
Well, the vitriolic opposition is amazing. Their temper tantrums.
Have you ever seen anything like this before?
No. And one thing to keep in mind when you see those riots such as you had in Berkeley, in California, those were also involving outside agitators, paid outside agitators.
The Soros bunch, isn't Soros paying some of those people?
He's sponsoring a lot of these demonstrations, and these thugs who come in, they want to turn it into violence and fire and destroying property, and never seen anything like it.
But why isn't the media reporting on that? If the Koch brothers sponsored something like that in the Obama era, can you imagine what would have happened?
There'd be indictments. There would be 24/7 coverage, and they would be picketed. They would be, and every prosecutor would be after them.
Yep.
But in this case, especially in the case like Berkeley, I wish maybe the Justice Department will get involved now.
I hope so. We got to get a new Attorney General up there to do that. Let me ask you a quick question. What has President Trump done really well in the first 2 weeks that you think was a really smart thing to do?
We're starting these executive orders on deregulation. As you know better than anyone else, for the last decade or so, anyone in the business, especially small business, was in a defensive crouch wondering what Washington was going to hit him or her with next. And now for the first time in 10 years, you can get up in the morning and know they're trying to figure out how to ease your burdens.
Yep.
That's huge. And I hope they continue to push with that, including not just executive action, but also congressional action, getting new commissioners in at these so-called independent agencies to start scaling back. over time, you do that for 3 or 4 years on a consistent basis, that's like a massive tax cut.
Absolutely. When he told his agencies, for every new regulation, you got to get rid of two, that was music to my ears, I can tell you that.
Yes, and it also sets the mindset. And people forget, you know, Congress passes, 110, 120 laws a year.
Right.
These regulatory agencies do the equivalent, which has the force of law of 3,000 to 4,000
thousands
a year.
Thousands. That's
thousands.
Exactly right. The Gallup agency said during the period of Obama's presidency, regulations imposed on businesses went up 80%.
And a lot of those businesses don't have the means to comply with them. Moreover, the big scandal too is that a lot of those rules are written in vague language, and it's up to bureaucrats to determine what it actually means, which means if they want to get you, they can. And
that
goes against the rule of law. That's
absolutely
why I like Gorsuch as for the Supreme
for the
Court.
The new Supreme Court Justice. Steve, hold on to that thought. When we come back, folks, I'm going to ask Steve first, what has President Obama done that he was not good? And then we're going to get into health care and tax reform. Nobody knows about that more than Steve Forbes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.